Good morning. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. We'd like to welcome to the studio this morning Miss Bree McCord. Bree, today is the day of the big Easter egg hunt out at the Rock Sportsplex. I don't know if that's the proper name. Maybe some folks just call it the Sportsplex, located at 215 Wesleyan Road. And it'd be an excellent opportunity for folks to bring the children out for the Easter egg hunt that starts promptly at 6 o'clock. But you said at 5:30 the Easter Bunny will be there for photographs.
That is correct, and everybody needs to bring their own camera and then their own basket for the Easter egg hunt. But it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful evening for everybody.
Well, now, Bree, is it any charge to participate in the Easter egg hunt and to have pictures with the Easter Bunny?
There is no charge, but the ages range from 2 to 10.
So again, the Easter egg hunt starts promptly at 6 o'clock, and it doesn't last very long, so be there early, get the pictures made with the Easter Bunny. But again, you need to provide your own camera. Again, the Sportsplex is located 215 Wesleyan Road, and Wesleyan Road is the road that a lot of people refer to it as Snake Road. So head on out and enjoy. But again, the Easter Bunny will be there for photographs starting at 5:30. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Bree McCord of the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County is with us. And when you talk about the Person County Parks and Rec Department, they are a huge canvas that covers a lot of different things. Now, Bree, here it is, getting close to the end of March, but it's time to start thinking about summer day camp. And summer day camp will be open to ages 6 to 11, but you need to register online before June 7th, correct?
That is correct. And if you need any help registering or have any questions, please visit our Huck Sansbury office and they'll be happy to assist you.
That telephone number is 336-597-1755. Now, Bree, pickleball has become extremely popular, and a lot of folks in the area is really interested in learning more about pickleball and learning how to play. Now, you all have a family pickleball clinic, but it had to be rescheduled, correct?
That is correct. Just the rain this past weekend, we had to move it to a sunnier day. So it's been rescheduled for April 6th, and the time for that is 1 to 2:30. You can register online, and the fee is $5 per person.
And that will be the first Saturday in April, so at Huck Sansbury. Now, Bree, will equipment be provided, or do folks need to bring their own equipment?
The people will need to bring their own equipment, but we will have equipment available to them. So if you have your own equipment, please bring it. But if you don't, then we will have some available.
Okay, so again, that will be on Saturday, April the 6th, 1 p.m. to 2:30 at Sansbury Tennis Courts, and it is a fee of $5. Speaking of the tennis courts, if you're one that enjoys tennis, tennis courts are available at Huck Sansbury, also at Person High School. Also within a 10 or 15 minute drive from pretty much anywhere in Roxborough, you can be at one of the many parks that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. So if you want to get out and take an early morning walk, a midday walk, or a late afternoon walk, or all three, you're welcome to do that. At some of the parks, they have playground equipment, and hopefully soon, when the weather doesn't drop down to freezing, they will be opening up the bathrooms if they have not done so already. And at Mayo Park, you can go down and walk the nature trail, play disc golf. They have horseshoe pits. Also at Mayo Park, they have canoes, kayaks, and paddleboards available for rent. It's best to RSVP. Call Mayo Park at 336-597-7806. The phone number to the Huck Sandsbury office, 336-597-1755. And you can call the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex, the Kirby Gallery. That number is 336-597-1709. And the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex Gallery is open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays, 10 till 4. Check them out in beautiful Uptown Roxboro. We'll be back with more Playing in Person with Miss Bree McCord. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning, and Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on, sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. Bree McCord is with us this morning. Now, again, Bree, today is the big Easter egg hunt, and we want to stress and let everybody know that last year was the first year that they had the Easter egg hunt at the Sportsplex. For years, it happened at Huck Sandsbury, but the Easter egg hunt will be at 6 o'clock at the Sportsplex, and that address out on Wesleyan Road is 215 Wesleyan Road. Now, the Easter egg hunt will start promptly at 6 p.m., Now, Bree, the Easter Bunny will be there again. Folks need to bring their own camera, and the Easter Bunny will be available starting at 5:30. Is that correct?
That is correct. And the Easter Bunny is excited to see everybody.
That's right. So that'll be this evening, this afternoon, out at the Sportsplex on Wesleyan Road. Now, Bree, you mentioned something a little while ago that I've never really heard about before, but we talked a little bit about the pickleball, more or less, training family clinic. It's going to be coming up, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, April the 6th. But then right after that, they're going to be having a pickleball rating clinic. Now, what does that mean?
So a pickleball rating clinic is a chance for people to come out who might have some skills in pickleball or might be quite professional at it. However, it will give them an opportunity to be kind of coached by a trained professional that can give them a skill level rating, so that way when they're going to play against other people, they can match themselves pretty close to the other person's skill level.
So that way it would kind of can match you up with someone that's on your same level. Like if you were a beginner, you wouldn't want to play with a more or less someone that's been playing a long time.
Exactly.
Now, they need to pre-register for this, and the cost of this is $15, correct?
Correct. And they can register online or at the Huck Sandsbury office.
336-597-1755, and that pickleball rating clinic will be held on the first Saturday in April, April the 6th, 2:30 to 4 p.m. Now, I guess pickleball is something for pretty much all ages, Bree?
Yes, it is. It's open for all ages, and the instructor for these pickleball clinics that we've talked about today will be happy to help you and assist you if you are new to the sport or just starting out.
All righty, so keep that in mind. Register online or stop in at the Huck Sandsbury office of the Parks and Rec Department. Also want to make mention, if you're thinking about camping at any given time of the year at Mayo Park, they have RV hookups with water and electric. They also have cabins available for rent, and they have tent sites. But it's best to RSVP ASAP. Some people RSVP as much as a couple of years ahead of time. So when you get your dates down in your mind that you want to spend some time at Mayo Park, camping, that is, you need to let them know as far ahead of time as you can. 336-597-7806. If you want to stop in person, the address for the Education and Environment Building is 1013 Neal Store Road. Speaking of the Education and Environment Building, it is available for rent. It'd be a nice place for maybe a bridal shower, a baby shower, a family reunion. Also, the amphitheater is available for rent. It would make a beautiful setting for a wedding. Just contact them at Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. Miss Bree McCord is here with us this morning. The program is playing in person. Now, again, Bree, we want to emphasize, and we can't drive this home hard enough for everyone to hear, but if you know someone that is going to the Easter egg hunt this evening that is sponsored by the Person County Parks and Rec Department, please make a note that it will be held at 215 Wesleyan Road. That is what a lot of folks call Snake Road there at the Sportsplex. Now, the Easter Bunny will be available at 5:30 for photographs. You need to bring your own camera. And the Easter egg hunt will start promptly at 6 p.m. And it'll be over probably by 4 minutes after 6. So have the youngsters lined up, ready to go. Now, Bree, I believe you said that it's open for ages 2 to 10, and you all will kind of divide up two different age groups. Is that correct?
The age groups will be divided. I'm not sure how many groups we will have, but that way it's all kind of fair to each of the groups.
So get there early, get some pictures made with the Easter Bunny, and then be ready for the Easter egg hunt. And it seems like to me years past, and I probably am going to be off on the number, but it seems like I remember Kay Rudd saying that they had somewhere close to 30,000 eggs. Does that sound right, Bree?
That sounds about right, and I think it's been growing each year since then. So.
Wow. So a big, big to-do, to say the least. So be there on time and enjoy, because you sure don't want your child to be disappointed because you got there late and they couldn't participate. Also, it's very important to bring your own basket. So we can't emphasize those few points right there. Now, Bree, again, if someone is interested in pickleball, the pickleball family pickleball clinic has been rescheduled to Saturday, April the 6th at Huck Sansbury. $5 is a fee, and this class will be from 1 p.m. to 2:30. And they ask that people pre-register. And the way they need to register, you say, is online, or they can go into the Huck Sansbury office?
That is correct.
And then after that, they will have the pickleball rating clinic. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the pickleball rating clinic is going to be an opportunity for people to come out and get kind of observed by a professional pickleball player, and they'll give you what your skill level is at, give you a rating number, so that way when you go out and you're playing with other pickleball players, you'll be able to know about what skill level you'll be playing against. So if you want to go in for tournaments or start pickleball leagues, you'll know what opponent level you'll be at.
Sounds like a plan. 336-597-1709 is the number to the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex. 336-597-7806 is the phone number to Mayo. And the main office number is 336-597-1755. Bree, have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Rob.